Part 3, Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 9 to 12. The Lord reaches down to Jeremiah and touches his mouth. The Lord is going to use the mouth of Jeremiah and the word that it says to do many mighty things. The Lord says to him, I have put my words in your mouth. So the words that Jeremiah is going to speak are not going to be his own words. They will be the words of God, the words that the people who are listening need to hear. God appoints him over nations and kingdoms. The lowly prophet, the weeping prophet, perfectly ordinary man who seems like not much really, God has set him and appointed him over nations and kingdoms. And God is going to use Jeremiah to uproot some of these nations and kingdoms. Jeremiah's words will tear them down. He will destroy them. They will be overthrown. And his words are also going to be used to build up and to plant. So first we have the negative effect of words, where words devastate. Words seem to destroy. Words cause pain. But then those words are also going to build up something new. Something new is going to be planted. A new tree is going to be planted. God says to Jeremiah, what do you see, Jeremiah? What do you see in the vision? And Jeremiah sees, I see the branch of an almond tree, he replies. He doesn't say an almond tree. He says the branch of an almond tree. So Jeremiah is going to speak for God. God says, you've seen correctly. You have interpreted that correctly. For I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. So Jeremiah is responsible for his words. They're not idle words. He can't say whatever he likes because God is watching to see the effect of his words on the people and on the nations around. There's going to be a branch of an almond tree. There's going to be an indication to Jeremiah that Jeremiah is speaking God's words and not just words of his own. God's word will be fulfilled. There is no doubt about that. That is the same through all generations, with everybody, with every prophet that ever lived. The word of God that was spoken was fulfilled and came to pass. And those words were for the good, not just of the prophet, but of God's people who are faithful to him, who pursue him, who love him and obey him. God's words will be fulfilled towards them and they will have their everlasting reward. And those who are evil, they will be uprooted, they will be torn down, destroyed and overthrown.